please, I can speak. I'm sorry. So today I will introduce about Trend Micro's connected threat defense strategy. And I usually open up with my presentation with one slide like that. Why should you invest in security business because of all this? This is just past few four weeks. There's so many major breach, and included there is Japan government, is pension fund breach, is British national healthcare records. So today, the threats is becoming more complicated and the damage is becoming bigger. That's no question. And for Trend Micro, our vision has been a world safe for exchanging digital information. And we've been doing that for 26 years. But in this threat landscape change, there's new solution that is needed. The new solution, not only we need to take care of our existing more than 150 million endpoint customers to give them new solution, and more than 500,000 of our corporate commercial customers, they all need a new solution. But also, even our customers that are not our customers, they also need this new solution. Why? Because the market trend actually driving the need for new security solution. Security solution needs a new solution whenever there's an infrastructure to change, or there's user behavior change, or there's new threats, threat landscape change. And if we look at current situation in the user behavior, mobile device usage, social networking, and the cloud application they were using, those are major change that were introduced. On the infrastructure side, cloud, virtualization, and Windows 10, there's new platform introduced. Or just recently, there's major breach that was found on Mac OS, iOS, and Android. So even in all this new infrastructure, there is security breach. And new threats, APT, or those targeted attacks, ransomware, and like I mentioned, Mac has malware now. That's why we say in today, it's really the worst time for CSOs, because they need to think about all this solution, but it's the best time to invest in security. So people think about security business, it's a big landscape. However, actually, security has two major parts. One part is what we call policy enforcement part, such as firewall, such as IPS. They set up a policy and then they follow that policy. The other part is called threat defense. It's very fluent. It changes whenever the threats actor is changing. And on the policy enforcement part, already in the past 5 years, it went through the so-called last generation firewall, and now they already moved to new generation firewall. However, on the threat defense part, still, it's most of the users are stay with antivirus, or some have some behavior monitoring type of antivirus. But what is the next generation, new generation threat defense that is needed? It's not just sandbox. It also includes like threat instance response. How do you respond when there's a breach happen? Big data analytical or IOC, indicator of compromise-based endpoint monitoring. These are the new techniques that need to be introduced. And people always thought that, security is security. If you do firewall, IPS, you can also do threat defense. Actually, those are two fields that is very different core competence, because policy enforcement, it focuses on network policy, while threat defense, it focuses on the hacker behavior. You understand different type of hacker, what they are going to do. The other one is policy enforcement is set and forget. You set a policy, you usually don't change your company policy that often. However, in threat defense, it requires daily, even hourly, even minutes by minutes update of your policy. So it's very different in those core competence. And lastly, policy enforcement is very black and white, yes or no. You can go through this identity is good or bad. But in the threat defense, you constantly need to deal with risk management. And therefore, you balance in between early detection and false alarm. Those are the very different core competence. So actually, for the past 20 years in security business, it's very hard to see anyone cross in these two areas. So to do the connected threat defense, today's new generation threat defense is not just pattern matching. You need pattern matching, but you also need application aware. You need to understand which application, what type of behavior, so that you can catch those wrong application running. And also, you need to have the context aware, means that you need to do correlation. So all of this, let me just use our newest product. We do all this and explain what do we mean by IOC-based and big data analytical. So this is the product that we use to help our customer whenever there's a threat, incidents, there's a breach happen in their environment. This tool will enable them to say, these are all the machine or IP addresses that was affected, and they were connected, and how they were connected. But this is just first step. Next step, I would say, the most important part is, you see so many machines, but we were able to drill down and say, which account, such as this is Omigawa-san's account, then you will find in the center there, the red circle, it was just one account that got compromised, and therefore affecting all these machines, then you can take immediate action. You need to stop this account. You need to isolate this account. It's much more effective. By isolating that account, then you can further investigate, and you can see this victim account is actually a system administrator account, and this compromise come from an email attachment, which is a Word document with a VBX vulnerability. And that's why this whole, you can completely see all this different scenario of how the threats affect and can quickly take action. We find that, I think Mahendra mentioned about some startup, they were trying to do this type of services and sell this product. For us, we find that this is a tool that we enable our partner and our SEs to help our customer quickly identify the instance. It's not the product, it's the solution that makes sure the customer can deal with the instance quickly, and so that they will like to use Trend Micro's product more. So all this product and technology, we pull that those products and those technology using consumer, in enterprise, in small business, and they are all backed with Trend Micro's threat experts. The threat defense experts, in the past few months, you can see Trend Micro actually published a lot of very respectful industry report that a lot of people are referenced to, including the Adobe Flash Zero Day vulnerability or these USA's infrastructure weakness, where they should put this weakness. So in the threat defense business, the most important core competence is threat defense expert, the knowledge about where is the weakness that the threat actor will attack from. And I think for Trend Micro, that's, we proudly say that's what Trend Micro best at, and 26 years, we continue to accumulate those knowledge. It's not like a startup quickly can start to accumulate that kind of knowledge. And we use those knowledge and then we put into our product. So last month, we introduced our Virus Buster 10. We call this project 1010. Virus Buster 10 announced and shipped worldwide download at the same day Windows 10 was released and available for download. Trendmicro was the first one, the only one, only security vendor that were able to do this same day download. I don't know how good Windows 10 will sell and how good our Virus Buster 10 will sell, but I will say I'm very proud of our engineer that can ship at the same day because you need a lot of dedication to understand the platform and then able to ship at the same day. So for the enterprise side, on the enterprise side, we have been having all this solution for the best breach detection, the best largest market share in server protection. And very proudly, we like to announce that just last week, we received another breach detection report, and Trendmicro again get the highest security of recommended breach detection system by NSS lab testing. And our distance between our detection and protection mechanism is further than last year. Last year we already won, and this year we win further. So on all of this, in the first quarter, all this solution, we have produced year-on-year growth. The complete user protection, or like the traditional product side, we grow 2%. But in our cloud and data center, 47% year-on-year, and new customer for the deep discovery is 80%. All of this, this is revenue growth, not customer number growth, the revenue growth. I think for any company at Trendmicro's size to be able to come out within the company to come up with a strategic new product and produce a new revenue stream is very difficult. And I'm very proud that Trendmicro was doing this for two products now in the recent years. So we will have continued innovation, and in the second half, we will announce our cloud-based security for Office 365. We will announce tighter integration with the threat response, as I show you all these tools that we used. And also, we already have our deep security on AWS Marketplace, and now it also available in Microsoft's Azure Marketplace. So it's much easier. We're seeing more and more mid-sized company that were able to just go to the marketplace and buy our data center solution. So I would say our strategy, not only those three solution, complete user protection, data center, and the custom defense, but also they are connected with each other through our threat intelligence. And therefore, we are seeing more and more customer, they starting with 1C, and then they starting to buy more of our other solution. In last 2 quarters, we're seeing one, for example, there's a brewing company, a very major brewing company, and they first buy the deep discovery, and then in Q2, they buy deep security for SAP, because they see this combination enable them to have better visibility of the overall threat situation. And another company is a very large financial institution. They were using our smart protection suite, and recently they add the deep discovery. The other company, this broadband VoIP provider, they originally is our traditional product customer, and now they're moving their solution, some of their service onto AWS, and Of course, they use deep security on AWS. And finally, there's a U.S. hospital. They actually purchase smart protection network, deep security, deep discovery, inspector, analyzer, and at the end, the endpoint sensor, which is the newest product that I just showed. So I think this is what we believe. The really good cycle, we're seeing that our customer will, we penetrate account, and then they expand to our other 2C solution. So in the past 6 months, we also do some major brand promotion worldwide. We sponsored this FIFA, and it was U.S. and Japan's at the final. So you can see this Trend Micro Protect Your Net. A lot of impression. And between me and Mahendra, we are torn because our U.S. sales team and Japan sales team is like, which team do you support? But that's one of our rebranding. And also we supported this fencing camp. The reason that we support this fencing sports is because fencing actually originated from the French word fence. Fence means protect and defense. And you can see the fencing suits is look like a threat defense, right? So we support this sports, and we support Yuji Ota-san since last year. And 2 weeks before we announced our virus buster, he won the World Cup championship gold medal. So we were very happy to welcome him back, and he presented our virus buster tent together with me. It's like golden opportunity we have. And this year, you can see that our virus buster girl and our worldwide, or our virus buster PC selling product, our the whole branding is by wearing the fencing suits. Our virus buster girl wearing fencing suits is really scoy, very pretty. So I think at the end, I want to say to our competitor, to the hackers, and to our customers is, are you ready for the battlefield? There's a new battlefield for security. Trend Micro is ready. So in conclusion, for Trend Micro, we will continue to use our strategic new product to drive our revenue growth and use the connected threat defense as our strategy to expand our footprint inside our customer. And finally, we will continue to expand our global branding presence until 2020, Tokyo 2020. We will be using a lot of these sports sponsorships to expand our global brand presence. And hopefully, we can continue to provide a world safe for exchanging digital information. Thank you very much.